So hello and welcome. This is Erica for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. If you haven't been to the show's website, I have so many different interviews from January, and I have offers from the guests. So go on over to www.theericaglessingshow.com and you can listen to this interview right there as well. My guest today is a relationships expert. She's a lot of fun. She has beautiful children, and my children and her children are friends. So welcome, Candace Churchwell.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm personally having a day and a half today, but I appreciate you asking, kind of. So why don't we start there then? When your day starts off really crappy, what can you do to shift it?
Ask questions, for one. And also, I really like it to just move your body around, you know. When you move your body, it creates, you know, positive emotions. So sometimes just movement can change the energy. Definitely connecting with nature is also another thing that I like to do. So if you have to go stand outside and just kind of bask in the sun and let it hit your face or something like that, that's definitely a way that you can kind of change that. If you don't have that luxury, you can always do the Grey's Anatomy. Just dance it out.
I have a dance tape on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, I think you can actually see my dance playlist, and it's like a set of dancing songs that I have all on my YouTube channel. How fun is that, right?
That's fun.
It starts with Blackstreet Diggity or something like that. I don't remember.
Right.
But I have like a back-to-back set of songs I play sometimes. So thank you for that. That's a great suggestion. So tell us what you're up to, Candace. What are you up to lately?
Oh, gosh. Well, so I am hosting BARS classes, which is, you know, Access Consciousness BARS, the 32 points on your head that you lightly touch. And you can release a bunch of different things in life. So that's been fun for me, just, you know, getting that kind of off the ground. I also recently got my body process facilitator license. And this weekend, I'm hosting a restoration of communion with the earth, which is a meditation walk. And we also trade body processes. So it's kind of connecting with the earth, connecting with your body, connecting your body with the earth, and just kind of getting in touch with the earth and what messages it has for you and what it's asking of you.
That's such an interesting concept. My goodness. I don't know if I talk to the earth enough. As soon as you asked that question, I was curious if I remember one time in Santa Barbara, I was a news reporter, and I did a story about talking to trees on Earth Day, right? And I was like, huh. So the news press editors let me go down and take this class. And the class let me take it for free. This is like in 1988 and or maybe 1990. And I sat with the trees, and it was so fascinating because they did give me messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't recognized or acknowledged that about myself, you know, but I'm pretty sure I've had that skill since I was a kid. I just didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was perceiving. And a lot of people are like that. You know, and the other thing is, what if we can contribute more to the earth than just recycling, right? What if we can actually contribute energy to it that it needs to process all the icky stuff?
Well, when I talked to the tree, and again, this was a few decades ago, but I totally remember the tree. It was in, it was near a pretty busy road, and it told me it didn't like the air from the cars, and the leaves really liked fresh air, and it loved, like, I can feel it, like, knowing it would like the rain and stuff. Like, I could feel it, like, knowing that, and it was just, like, I don't really know if it was... but though everyone in the whole class I was taking was talking to the trees, so they were probably getting like over chatted with. Like, me all of a sudden. This feels so strange. So that's pretty interesting, Candace. Tell me a little bit more about what people can, if they work with you on their relationships, or they work with you as a bars facilitator. Tell us a little bit what that's like.
Yeah. So I love to facilitate. It's fun for me. It's fun to, you know, help people see a different point of view. I really love just watching them change or see things in a different way right in front of my eyes, or hear their voices change. And so what that's like is I perceive the energy. So if there's something that they're saying that kind of somewhere in their story, so to speak, something that kind of jumps out at me of like, aha, that is what they're saying is not congruent with what their energy is. That's what I pick up on. And then we ask questions around it. And if they're willing to change it, usually it changes pretty fast. Other people, they may want to hang on to it a little bit more or something like that. But definitely just kind of honing in on things that are sort of incongruent in their life or in their relationship.
I love it. Thank you. And how can we reach you?
I can be reached at accessconsciousness.com and just look for me as a facilitator under Candace Churchwell.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.